behaved well.
I am Emery.
I'm Ethan.
I'm Mason.
I'm Haven. Our wagon masters, Miss Atkins and Miss Steinway, want us to invite you to travel the Oregon Trail with us.
Lewis and Clark were sent by Thomas Jefferson to explore the new territory he bought in Louisiana Purchase. Thomas Jefferson bought this large piece of land for $15 million.
Lewis and Clark spent 3 years exploring the new lands. They were supposed to find a route to the Pacific Ocean, find new plants and animals, and make friends with the Native Americans.
The pioneers had traveled over 2,000 miles, so they needed to prepare for a long trip. The pioneers bought lots of supplies, such as food, clothes, animals, and a cover wagon to travel in.
The pioneers had to live in their wagons for the whole trip. The wagons were full of all the things the pioneers would need once they settled in Oregon.
Traveling on the Oregon Trail was very different than traveling today. There was almost work to be done, and children had many chores like gathering water and wood for fires.
Everyone works from sun up to sun down, but the pioneers so made for fun, they would sit around fires and tell stories, play music, and dance.
As the pioneers traveled, they met many different Native Americans. These Native Americans traded with the pioneers and rarely fought with one another. One tribe that pioneers saw the most was the Sioux tribe.
The Sioux tribe was buffalo hunters and created great breadwork. They also like playing games. They like to play games of chance and one called the shuttlecock game.
The pioneers didn't have maps to help them find their way like today, so they had to use landmarks like forts and landforms to help them figure out how much farther they had to travel. Some of these landmarks are Fort Laramie, Chimney Rock, and Independent Rock.
Pioneers carved names into Independence Rock as a way to show that they had made it that far. Another landmark pioneers came across was the Rocky Mountains. Here, the pioneers were able to safely travel through the Rocky Mountains by using the South Pass.
6 months after the pioneers left Missouri, they finally made it to Oregon, but they still had a lot of work to do before winter was coming soon, and the pioneers had nowhere to live. Pioneers had to quickly build homes for their families to live in.
The pioneers made three different types of houses: log cabins, sod houses, and dugouts. Once their houses were built, pioneers were ready to start their new lives in Oregon.
Thank you for traveling with us on the Oregon Trail.